Hey, it's Shanda Sumter here. I wanted to just share a thought, let you into my mind on some stuff that's happening behind the scenes and how I'm dealing with it, how I'm thinking about it, and really connecting the dots to be the best entrepreneur that I can be. And this is Pocket Coaching, and it started because one of our clients basically said to me, "How I would really love to put you in my back pocket and be able to get coaching on how you deal with things and how you work through things, stuff that maybe isn't in the courses or the programs that you offer, but just the day-to-day on how to really be a successful entrepreneur," which has so much to do with how you make decisions. But so that's what this is right now. And I am actually going to send this pocket coaching to our clients and to our audience as well, our subscriber base. So here it goes. So some of you guys might know that I have been really working towards failing 19 times. Somebody on our team shared a story of this woman who basically, it was like 1 year, let's say 2014, and she made a goal to fail 14 times for 2014. And her life just took a huge like upturn for the better. And although my life has been working really well because I put in a lot of effort, there's still that piece of always knowing, and maybe you have this as well, knowing that there's more inside me that I'm not tapping into or I'm not accessing. And I do think that that is a trait of a successful person. Like someone who is going to be successful or somebody who is successful is somebody who always calls themselves to a higher level. So if you're feeling that, know that you don't want to shut down that pressure, because pressure is a privilege. You actually want to learn how to deal with the pressure in a way so that it actually, you almost gamify it. There's so much technology and research on how if you gamify things online that it goes viral. Well, think about that as far as your progress. If you gamify how you actually deal with pressure, then imagine if you could go viral in your own business as far as you being the CEO, making decisions faster, making more money, making a much bigger impact in the world, what that would really do for your life and the people that your life touches. Meaning that I know that you, the way you operate today is affecting at least 1 to 10 other people in your immediate family or friends that that it really matters that you show up. So I made this goal to fail 19 times for 2019. And we are now in August, and I have failed 7 times in 7 months. And I got to say, I'm pretty proud of myself. I literally wrote this out this morning, and I was just doing a check-in with myself and where I was at. And it also helps you. What I realized is that it also helps me and helps you go, you know, the areas that I'm failing in, I feel pretty good about, because at least I risked. And I risk faster, and because I'm trying to fail, I have this already this gamified mentality of it's okay to fail faster and like move on. You know, like somebody gave me advice years ago and said, "Shanda, you know, the biggest mistake you'll probably ever make in growing a business is keeping people on your team too long that are not necessarily a good fit for your team. So I recommend that you fire fast." I was given that advice when I was a VP in corporate. And, you know, I've always known I've had a struggle with that, but it's so interesting as I'm like really doing transitions inside the company and like so many good people who have helped us get to the next level are in a situation where maybe they don't even want to be with the company anymore, going to the next level or trading in like good talent for great talent. And then it's not even just about the talent. It's also about the work ethic that goes with it. So here's the deal. If you've got goals and aspirations that you've got in front of you, and you are finding either yourself or your team is consistently not hitting it to the level that you know that you want, and you are tolerating and settling for like less than what you know you're capable of, and you also know like your efforts and your company and your mission is capable of, then I invite you to start maybe adopting between now and the end of the year, like how many times can you fail and set a goal. So there's never too late to jump on a bandwagon like this. This company, Heartcore Business, has become wildly successful. We have, we've doubled our sales volume in the first half of the year. So we set an intention to 4x. So we're looking at a 4x right now if we keep going the way we're going, but what if we actually get stronger? What if I actually could fail quicker, where maybe I hired somebody and kept them for 2 years when they were good but not great? You know, imagine if I would have done that in 2 months versus 2 years. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not using any specific, you know, examples. I'm just more like throwing things out there to get you to think about your day. I don't know what you're dealing with, but you do. Right. And what I do know for sure is people grab on to Heartcore and grab on to our company, our coaching programs, to be able to get that lift off to the next level. But you're responsible for 50% of the thinking, right? Like, of the, you're responsible for 100% of the action. And so whether you're a client of ours or you're somebody in our subscriber base, I just invite you to, first of all, play big, but also make sure that the actions you're taking are consistent with the most successful entrepreneurs, the most successful people on the planet. And that is that you really get to not settle and tolerate for anything better or anything less than what you actually really want. So it's going to take effort. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take follow through. But at the end of the day, one of the things that really kind of hacked my system of, you know, being a female and just not wanting to hurt people's feelings and really wanting to, you know, I struggle with that. I want to be a good person to everyone. And, you know, I also know my drive and what I'm capable of. And I want to run with people who can run like that with me. So I share this with you because I've noticed this huge growth by me really accessing my leadership and gamifying this piece around, you know, failing faster. So I now can see halfway through the year, or just over halfway through the year, that if I amp up my failure rate, then there's a good chance I might be able to more than 4X this company just by feeling better about failing faster. So hopefully this pocket coaching supports you. Please, you know, I highly recommend that you watch our Coffees with Shanda on the Heartcore Business page on Facebook, as well as go follow me on Instagram, which is under Shanda Sumpter. I'm putting out some really hot things over the next 2 weeks on our Instagram page that nobody knows about right now. You're going to see some massive activity happening. It's going to be a lot of fun. And so I highly recommend that if we're not friends on Instagram right now, to actually go do that. So go on Instagram and look up Shanda, like a panda, Shanda Sumpter. All right, you guys, I'll talk to you soon. Hopefully this was useful.